The former Iraqi leader took his seat in the defendant's fenced area, along with six co-defendants. However, his lawyers were absent, continuing a boycott of the court sessions, protesting removal of the previous chief judge, who was accused of being biased in favor of Saddam. Saddam and his cousin, Ali Hassan al-Majid, also known as Chemical Ali, and five former commanders, are facing charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity for their roles in the 1988 campaign that prosecutors say left 182,000 Kurds dead or missing. Saddam and Majid also face a charge of genocide. A conviction could send all of the accused to the gallows. When testimony began, Kurdish witnesses described their suffering during the Anfal campaign when Saddam's forces attacked and destroyed thousands of villages and allegedly ordered the use of chemical weapons against the town of Halabja. Some witnesses asked that their names, faces, and even voices be disguised to protect them from retaliation. The hearings in this case have been turbulent, and Saddam has been thrown out of court three times. Jean Aziz Bapier, a lawyer who represents many of the Anfal victims, says Saddam's courtroom actions, shouting at the judge, getting thrown out of court, appear designed to undercut the court's legitimacy and perhaps unsettle the judge so he makes mistakes. In a separate trial, Saddam is waiting for a verdict on charges he committed crimes against humanity in the deaths of 148 Shiite men from the town of Jujail in the 1980s. That case is scheduled to reconvene October 16th for judges to review witness testimony. Jim Randall, VOA News, Erbil.